Northeastern U bust students for answering poll about attending campus parties. By Tom Sikata on August 23, 2020. Northeastern University chastised students in an email last week for answering yes to a Facebook poll about attending parties on campus during the coronavirus pandemic. Parents of students that responded affirmatively to the poll were also contacted by university officials. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, some students at Northeastern University are on the receiving end of intense scrutiny by from administrators for answering on a Facebook poll that they will continue to attend parties on campus during the coronavirus pandemic. When Northeastern officials came across a Facebook poll posted by a freshman student that asked if others would continue to attend parties during the pandemic, they demanded that the student hand over the poll's results. Officials used the poll data to identify those who were planning to violate university policy. In an email, the university told the students that voted yes in the poll that their decisions could jeopardize the healths of their classmates. The university even threatened to rescind admissions offers to first-year students that refused to sign a pledge to obey coronavirus mitigation policies. "You have displayed a disregard for health and safety measures, jeopardized our chances to keep our community safe, and increased the possibility that you and others, including your classmates, might not be able to complete the semester," the university wrote. Many universities and colleges around the nation have realized in the past 2 weeks that some students will not comply with mitigation measures. Penn State President Eric Barron urged students to follow the university's policies out of respect to their peers. "I ask students flouting the university's health and safety expectations a simple question. Do you want to be the person responsible for sending everyone home?" Barron wrote in a message to students. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.